This is a CK to Z news update.
On August 1st, three alumni facilitated the monthly Children's Forest Walk in Carrington Bay Regional Park, an inclusive adventure of discovery informally led by the kids who attend each outing. Christine Robinson is co-founder of the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island Society and has been on the board of directors since its inception more than 11 years ago. She explains the role the Children's Forest Walks play in the overall vision of the Forest Trust for the Children.
For years, we've held a monthly walk, and it's always the first Sunday of every month. Almost without exception, it's posted on the tideline, and all are welcome. It generally revolves around family-children participation, but I do want to make it clear that adults are welcome to come. They just have to be ready to be adventurous, because the walk is clearly for and led by the children and the youth. And so we never know exactly where we will go. We've had some pretty enterprising adventures into wetlands and swamps and some pretty, you know, great walks. We always meet at the trailhead, which is on Carrington Bay Road, and the access into Carrington and the Children's Forest. And typically we end up in what we call Grandmother Grove, which is where James Creek, which runs through the Children's Forest and empties into Carrington Lagoon. So it's often a favorite destination, but we sometimes don't get that far because we'll have what we call little legs, and the little legs, the short legs, will dictate how far we get. We also will end up down at what we call the BioBlitz site, which is the camping area between the lagoon and Carrington Bay, sometimes to the head of Carrington Lagoon, which has been traditionally known as the Peter Police Homestead. So I think the thing to know is that these walks are magical and amazing, and we go with one or two participants, or sometimes, you know, 18 or 20. So it's always a surprise. And often there's a core group of families that are most active, and that changes, you know, year to year. And one of the things that's really fun these days is when we have alumni come back to the island, either from school or being elsewhere. And these might be some of the young adults who, you know, 10 years ago were very involved in the development of the Children's Forest activities. And so the walk last Sunday, which was August 1st, was co-led by three of our wonderful alumni. So that's always fun when they come back, for us to see what they're doing with their lives and for them to come and revisit the Children's Forest, which they may not have been into for several years.
And so you define an alumni as someone who was actively participating in helping create the programs?
Yes, yeah, but they were involved in either theater programs or in some of them involved in the Forest Alphabet book, which we self-published 11 years ago, and in which there are 33 beautiful voices and photographs and writings by the children. That was one of our really big kickoff activities.
Do you find that most people are locals?
Yes. And again, we tend to put something out on the tideline, and we've certainly had some restrictions or limitations given the pandemic. But in general, it's posted, and we're always, always welcoming guests. Often it might be a resident family who bring along a guest family. But I would say 80% of the attendance is with locals or families who moved off island for schooling but then come back.
So could you speak a little bit to how they've really enriched the lives of the kids who live here?
Well, I mean, there are many things that stand out. I would say that the most important thing as a starting place is that I think we're incredibly fortunate on Cortez that the families and the people who live on Cortez have an especially strong nature-based culture. We have that infused in our lives, whether we're focused on that or not. And so these walks serve to reinforce that, to strengthen that, to highlight that. And I think in this day and age, with all of the challenges that are facing us globally, that particular important point can't be emphasized enough. It's a critical, essential activity and component of being healthy in all aspects of our lives. There are so many other spin-off benefits. One of the things that has been an ongoing activity when we do the monthly walks is they're always educational, but never from a very directed perspective. So the walks are children-led. And children have such an acute sense of observation. And they notice far more than we as adults do. And so the number of discoveries and treasures and things that the children find along the walk, and they call everybody back, and we pull the guidebooks out and either try and identify or ask leading questions about what it is they're seeing. I think those are all really important observation skills that expand our senses that we all benefit from, whether it's child or adult. And we ask forest riddles or forest haikus, which we record in our logbook as we go. The kids love creating either haikus about something interesting along the way or developing riddles. So many skills come into play during these walks. The other thing that I think is an offshoot of this is the ability to develop a sense of stewardship, which, you know, a really key component of the Children's Forest Trust, and the ability to develop leadership skills. And that comes out when, you know, we circle up, we're aware of where we're going to walk next, who's walking, is anybody lagging behind. All of these things kind of happen all the time when we're doing the monthly walks. And I just think that they're invaluable skills as we move forward in life.
Are you currently looking for any community support, or is there anything on the horizon that you might want people to hear about?
Well, we'll have our next walk September 5th. And so I just say come out. The other thing I would say is that, you know, we've been in discussion with Mosaic for a couple of years, and, you know, they're very receptive. And I would say that they clearly understand our intentions are to purchase these five parcels that we've identified as the Children's Forest. And we anticipate that we will realize our objectives. And so by coming out on the monthly walks, the Children's Forest breathes life into us. But by you coming out into the Children's Forest, I think you're breathing life into the effort as a community to support and embrace the Children's Forest.